scripture reading for this evening hour can be found in the first book of Kings, in the 17th chapter, 1 Kings chapter 17. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while, and that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, "What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son?" And he said unto her, "Give me thy son." And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourn by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. So far the reading of God's holy word. We hope to remember in prayer this evening Mr. and Mrs. Brian Slingerland, who were blessed with the birth of a well-born child in this day. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God, Thou who art the giver of life, Thou who increaseth also the life in the midst of the congregation, that Thou givest another a newborn child, that Thou givest strength and health unto him and unto his mother. Lord, wilt Thou humble them and us before Thee, and grant further strength and all that is necessary for them. And Lord, may it be a child that is born to be born again. Thou dost grant an increase in our numbers. Lord, that Thou may also give an increase in the number of those who receive that new birth. And for it is a day set aside to beseech of Thee, especially for the natural blessings. When the season is set before us, and we cannot do without Thy good-doing hand. Therefore, Thou didst instruct Thy disciples to pray unto Thee, that Thou wouldst provide for the needs of the body, that we may receive food and drink. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord, that we may receive it also as bread that is daily given unto us out of Thy good-doing hand. But Lord, then we cannot miss the spiritual blessings. And therefore we beseech this also of Thee in this day, that Thou would work also in the season that is before us and our children, to give that new life that we cannot give. When soon the trees and the flowers and the grass shall all blossom again, Lord, then it shall be evident that new life that is springing forth once more from the dead. Lord, we beseech Thee, Thou who givest it year by year in our midst, in our country, in our land, in our world, that Thou would also remember us, that Thou would also look upon us for the need of our souls, that we may be gladdened with Thy deeds, that also amongst us young and old, also our young children, those may be born which may begin to hunger and to thirst for the true and the living God. Bless thou our school to that end, the instruction of parents in our own homes. Give us faithfulness, give us wisdom, diligence to watch over that instruction, to be careful for our children, to instruct them in that old truth according to godliness, according to thy holy word, against all that cometh against it in this world. Lord, wilt thou look upon all those that are in businesses of their own? May thou give prosperity in the coming season, that thou may give them diligence and wisdom to care for all things, that industry, that they may labor diligently with their hands, and that they may receive out of thy hand what is necessary, not only for the support of the family, of the congregation and denomination, but also to have something to give unto the poor. Lord, wilt thou remember also them in the season that lies before us? They are in our own country, in our own land, and they are also in other lands. Poverty that we know nothing of. May thou look upon them, and may thou give them a cry to thee, who art the true and the living God, whose are the cattle upon a thousand hills, and who art able to provide for them. Lord, may they be given to experience it in their life, that so thou may draw them also to yearn for spiritual blessings. Do look upon our nation, our rulers. Lord, grant them a turning again, that the blessings that are bestowed upon us as a nation may not be taken for granted or attributed to second causes, to the technology and wisdom and ingenuity of men, but that thy name may be acknowledged in all these things, that our dependency may be felt, and that we may be given to turn unto thee, to walk according to thy holy law, and judge us not according to our many sins, as we so justly deserve. Lord, may thou bless the labors of thy servants over the length and the breadth of the whole world, on the mission field also, and grant yet servants in thy vineyard. Wilt thou look upon us also in the midst of this, our own congregation? May thou give us strength and diligence and faithfulness, but also a double portion of thy Holy Spirit, that we may know how to lead in things natural, but also in things spiritual, that we may know how to address the cases of conscience, that we may know how to speak unto those that have a desire after thee, and also unto those who have no desire. Lord, may thou guide us in all things, that we may feel that underneath are thine arms leading us, guiding and upholding us in all things, and that we may be a little instrument in thy hand for the feeding of thy people and for the bringing forth of a new life. Lord, wilt thou then look upon us in this evening hour, that we are gathered together for a second time. May thou be in our midst, and may thou help us to bring thy word and also to hear. Lord, and do us with thy spirit. Wilt thou open thy word unto us, and thy word unto our hearts? And wilt thou show thy countenance in the midst of us in this evening? We ask it in the forgiveness of all that is sinful, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 287, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. And thy Spirit, O Lord, makes life to abound. The earth is renewed and fruitful the ground. To God ascribe glory and wisdom and might. Let God in his creatures forever delight. There is only one collection today, and that is for our school. Psalter 287, all stanzas. Congregation, when the Lord Jesus began his public ministry in this world, then we can read how that he went in and amongst the people, and that he has performed many miracles. We can understand something of the necessity of the miracles of the Lord Jesus in those days, because it was so difficult that when they saw him in his human nature, that they would believe that he indeed was that Messiah that was to come. Then he has performed wonders which no man in this world was able to perform. That was a testimony of his divinity, his divine nature, who he was. We read, however, that when the Lord Jesus came to Nazareth, that when he was in his own country, that when he was in Galilee, and that that was a place where he did not many wonderful works. And why not? We read, because of their unbelief. Not because he was not able, because we can read of the devils themselves that were cast out of those that were possessed, that he has shown his great power even over Satan himself, so that those that are lying in the midst of the strongest unbelief, they are not outside of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Lord Jesus has shown himself so just to leave a people completely over to themselves, because of their unbelief. And then to blame man because he does not bring forth that which is required of him by the Lord. That was a people, because of course the Lord Jesus was so well known to them, that they knew him, boys and girls, since he was young, that he has grown up in their synagogues, that those things which were natural have stood in their way, so that they were not able to believe on that account. And therefore the Lord Jesus has warned them with the example of Elijah the prophet. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. Thus the Lord Jesus says, many widows were in Israel. They were all so hungry. There was there also a famine. But the Lord Jesus says, where could he find faith in Israel as he has found it in that heathen place? We congregations stand in a great danger. What danger is that? That is a danger of being accustomed to hearing the word of God and the explanation of that word. to be accustomed to come into the house of God, and so never to take to heart that which we hear in the house of God. It is prayer day. But we have had in our life so many prayer days already. And we have gone through in our life so many seasons already. And when we are honest, we who are so accustomed with our form of religion, we have of ourselves no need for the Lord. That we are looking to second causes, that we are looking to our industry, and all that we will accomplish, our diligence, all necessary things, to bring forth a blessing. Therefore, we may ask ourselves, for what reason do we gather together for a prayer service? We read together of this woman, and she is given by the grace of God to trust in the Lord God of Israel. How many of us will this woman not put to shame? We wish with the Lord's help to consider a few thoughts concerning her in this evening out of 1 Kings 17, the 15th verse. 1 Kings 17, verse 15. And its context. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. Provision for the widow of Zarephath. First, a great need. Second, a childlike trust. Third, a wonderful provision. Provision for the widow of Zarephath. First, a great need. Second, a childlike trust. Third, a wonderful provision. So first, a great need. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. To sustain thee, to take care of thee, to give to thee food and drink. Why was that necessary, boys and girls? You know that. We read something about that. We heard a little bit about that already in this morning. There is a famine. And where does that famine come from? We read that also together. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And why no rain? No rain because of God's servant. Is that right? Of God's servant. What did God's servant do? He prayed. And we heard the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And now we hear in this evening the consequences of this. Now there is no rain. That is why, children, we gather together in this evening. Can we give ourselves rain in that season that lies before us? Will you also pray? Will you also pray to the Lord for rain in this season and for the blessing of the Lord when you go on your knees by your bed? And now Elijah has prayed, and there is no rain. And without rain, there is no food. And why all this? Because Israel has sinned. Because Israel served the idols, and they lived in a very wicked time. We read that that king was so exceptionally wicked that he did wickedness before the Lord more than all of the kings that were before him. That was King Ahab. And now Elijah, that servant of the Lord, we see him by this brook Cherith. He goes into the wild solitude, just like we read of Moses in the wilderness, as we read of the Lord Jesus in the wilderness, and now also we read of Elijah. And he himself goes into the wilderness to do what? To plead on behalf of his own people. And he also needs to be taken care of. And how does the Lord take care of him? He takes care of him by the most unlikely means that we can imagine. And then he gives the ravens, the birds of the air, to bring him meat and flesh. That is against the nature of a raven. Did you ever see children, the birds fighting? When one of them has a piece of food and the other wants that piece of food, then they are fighting with each other. And now we see completely against his nature that the raven is bringing food to that servant of the Lord. Thus, in circumstances in which it becomes for man impossible, the Lord is able to use the most unlikely means to sustain his people. And then he may drink of the brook. That is not an unlikely means. No, that is a natural means. So how may the Lord provide? The Lord may provide for us in an immediate way, using means, and sometimes miraculously through those means. But the Lord is even able to provide for us in an immediate way, even without means, so that we do not even need to have food and drink in our body, that we still may remain alive. And yet so often the Lord is using the means. And therefore we ought also never to be rejecting those means when they are right means. But now we read that that brook dries up. And thus there comes an end to the provision for the servant of the Lord. And then we see that the Lord is not tied to those means. He does not send him now to the Jordan. But the Lord will use another means yet, and he will use also an opportunity to do good. The Lord sends him, we read, to Zarephath. That required faith of Elijah. As much faith in Elijah as it did to receive that meat and drink from the birds of the air day by day. That he must live by the hand, by the providence of the Lord. It is a widow. That is another such unlikely means. Not only so, that is a widow that is dwelling in a place called Zarephath. Zarephath was a heathen city. that was outside of the borders of Israel. And that was near Tyre and Sidon. Well, we know to whom Ahab was married, because she was married to the daughter of the king of the Zidonians, Ethbaal. And now this is the very place that Elijah must go. And thus it is Jezebel who has vowed to take the life of God's servant, and Elijah is not safe anywhere in that land where Jezebel is dwelling. But God, in the mysterious ways in which he is working, is giving Elijah now a hiding place in the very jurisdiction of Jezebel's father. Thus he becomes a protector, as it were, of that servant of the Lord. And the Lord is now commanding, we read, this widow woman. She has to sustain Elijah. Does the Lord then speak to that woman? We don't read anything of the kind. But the Lord, when he commands, then it is not necessarily in that he is speaking, but we read here of the providences of the Lord. Thus, when the Lord is leading in the ways of this life, then it is necessary that we are watching so closely what the providences of the Lord are. That is going to be for the sake of this widow. Widows, we know, they receive the special protection of the Lord in his compassion for their low estate, even in this world, that the Lord is caring for those who are in need, and that he says unto his servant, arise and get thee to Zarephath. There are little indications already in the Old Testament of that which the Lord was going to do in a much greater way in the New Testament. In the New Testament, we know that that wall that was between the Jewish nation and all the nations which surrounded the Jews, that was broken down. And that the apostles are sent not to the Jews only, but that they are sent also unto the Gentiles. But here and there also, even in the Old Testament, we can see little glimpses of that which the Lord was going to perform later on. Israel had corrupted themselves. Israel had forsaken the commandments and the word of the Lord. And now Elijah, that servant of the Lord, he is sent unto Sarepta, unto Zarephath, driven out by his own people, even as the Lord Jesus would be driven out by his own people one day. So he arose and went to Zarephath. So we see Elijah on his way. He is dressed in black camel's hair. He has a leathern girdle about his loins. It reminds us, when we see him going, a little bit of Abraham's servant when he must go to seek a wife for Isaac, because he is told to go. but he does not know whither that he has to go. Did you ever have that in your life? That you must go and you do not know how to go. You do not know where to go. And what are you then seeking? Are you seeking then the direction of the Lord? How may then you receive an answer from the Lord? That is not necessarily that the Lord is going to speak unto your soul. So the Lord answers for spiritual matters. And sometimes the Lord is speaking through His Word also for natural matters. And many times then we must be guided by the Lord simply through the dealings of His providence. Thus, we see the prophet of the Lord and he is going forward. And then he comes to the gate of this city. We read, and he came to the gate of the city. And behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Thus he does not know who this woman is. And yet he is thinking perhaps that this may be this woman to whom that I am sent from the Lord. And Elijah will now test this woman. Is she willing as a heathen woman to hold a friendly conversation with him? And he is asking her if she will give to him a drink of water. He is thirsty, has traveled over 100 miles. And then we read of the answer of this woman, and she is willing. She goes to look in this thirsty land, goes to fetch a little water for this stranger. She is humble. She is industrious. She does not seem to be quarreling with the cross providences of the Lord. She does not seem to be complaining, congregation, of the hardship that she has been brought into. She is yet charitable. She is yet generous. She does not object to the stranger's request, though water is so very scarce. She does not ask him, what will you give me? When she herself is dwelling in poverty, she does not refuse because he is a stranger unto her. Thus, you may imagine that the servant of the Lord is encouraged. And when he sees that this woman, she is brought through that test, that examination, which he places upon her. Congregation, how encouraging that is. And when God's servants, when the elders, when they may visit you, and when they may ask you a few questions, when they may put, as it were, to the test that which you may claim for yourself from the Lord, do you resist it? Do you have no desire that it be put to the test? How glad that God's servants may be when they may hear something of true humility. How glad that God's servants may be when they may hope and that they may hear something of that true working of the Lord. And that the Lord is moving with His Spirit in the midst of the congregation. And now Elijah doesn't leave it at this, but Elijah, we read here, he is pressing her now even a little further. Do you know how many and what kind of people they are getting angry when you are pressing them a little further? They are hypocritical people. Why? Because they do not want to be searched. But the true people of the Lord, they are looking for truth. They are glad that they are searched, because they are glad if the hypocrisy which they feel dwelling in their heart may be rooted out of them. And now the servant of the Lord goes further, and as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." Thus, not only water, but he is also asking this woman if she will give him now also a little something to eat. And now we hear something different from this woman. Because when the servant of the Lord is pressing this a little more, then we hear of the troubles, then we hear of the anxieties, then we hear of the trials and the tribulations that are dwelling in the life and in the heart of this woman. When he is asking for a little food, then this woman, she does not do the same. She does not turn around and still continue on her way. No, now she has to stop. If it was just a little bit more labor, then it would have been to her no difficulty, because she is willing in her heart to do it. But it is now his request. And his request now makes her stop. Why? She is not unwilling. But why does she stop? Because of her circumstances. And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. As the Lord thy God liveth." That means that this woman, she has seen who that this man was. She has seen that this was a man who come from the Israelites. Thus, this woman was not unacquainted with the children of Israel. And now this woman swears by the God of Israel, "As the Lord thy God liveth." She swears by the living God. Oh, what an honesty that is observed in the heart of the true people of the Lord. That they are able, congregation, concerning the state of their own soul and the condition of their own soul, When they have to say how it is, then they are able to swear by him that liveth. And what does this woman now confess? Did you ever confess this in your life? What a blessed thing that this woman confesses. She confesses her poverty. She says, I have only a tiny little bit. I have only an handful of meal in a barrel. That was actually just a little pot. It was called a kad. And that is as the word kadi, that they carry tea in. Thus, a very small container. And this woman confesses now to this man her poverty. Congregation, must you say that also? No, maybe not in a natural way, but did the Lord ever bring you in a spiritual poverty? And that when the servant of the Lord, that he begins to press in your life, when he begins to question in your life, that you have to confess your poverty. That was a heathen woman. And when we know what the background of this famine is, then we know that that heathen woman is suffering in her life because of the sins of the children of God. It is because of the sins of Ahab. It is because they left the worship of the Lord. And now this woman also, she must suffer with her son on account of the sins of the people of the Lord. When the Lord is chastising his own people, when the Lord is hiding his face from the congregation of the Lord because his people have left him, and then also this woman have to suffer. And now she is gathering, she says, but a few sticks. Thus, when is Elijah sent to her? Elijah is sent to her when this woman is in her last extremity. That is a woman that must now support Elijah. And that is rather a woman that is fit to receive alms than to be a supporter of the servant of the Lord. Congregation, who are the greatest supporters of the servants of the Lord? They are those who are the poorest. They are those who are crying. And they are those who are drawing that word of the Lord from above. And it is because of those poor, wretched creatures that the Lord is sending food through his servants to feed his people. Or are there than those who do support us with your poverty, with your crying, that the Lord may give food in his house? Here is a woman, as she is not only poor herself, she is not only hungry herself, but that is a woman that is carrying in her breast the heart of a mother. And that is a mother of a hungry child. Thus a woman, such a woman, that is not able to support herself, that is not able to support her child, and she has to support the servant of the Lord. What does she say is now my future? She is despondent of her future. She says, oh, man, she says, we are going to gather two sticks here. We are going just to make a little fire. And we have just a little portion left. We are going to eat that little portion. And then we are going to die. That is her future. That is her full expectation. And what reason, congregation, have we with our children to complain? In this season, young people, boys and girls, but not only you, us too. When in this season, when we shall be heard complaining, then let us remind one another of this woman and of this child. What would you say now, boys and girls, to that woman? What should she do? Maybe you say, woman, you should pray. You are so blessed, boys and girls, young people. You are so blessed. Did you ever think about that? Say, woman, you should pray. But who is this woman? This woman is an outsider. The God of Israel, that living God that she speaks about, that is not her God. No, that is the God of the Israelites. Oh, there are so many people that do not know anything of that living God. The idols of her nation cannot give her food. She is experiencing that. How weak are the idols of her nation? They cannot feed her. Can they feed you, young people? And will they feed you now in this season to come? Will you feed from them? Will you drink in all the pleasures of the gods of the world as the Lord showers upon you the rain and the sun and the food and the drink? Oh, may the Lord make us so ashamed. But this woman now, and we have to go quickly on, that woman now is given to trust in that Lord God of Israel. We see that in our second thought, a childlike trust. Elijah, he sees the great predicament of this woman. And now he doesn't stop with his trial. But Elijah goes forward. He goes on with his trial. Thus, the work of the Lord does not bring a man almost to the end. No, that is where we only want to come. but not to a complete end, but the work of the Lord that is to bring his people to a complete end. The Lord will give his people to completely rely upon him. Fear not, Elijah said. So they are words of comfort for that woman, for that fearing widow woman, fearing for the future, for herself, for the future, for her son. Fearing because she has no God to go to, no comfort in her nation, no comfort in her people, and no God for her soul. Is that your state? Is that your condition? In this prayer day? Oh, she has heard of that God of Israel. That God of Israel, he is the living God, as the Lord thy God liveth. But it is not her own. And when that God is not her own, then she can only fear for the future. Is that not so? And now what does the servant of the Lord say to that woman? He says, woman, fear not. Did you ever hear that congregation from the mouth of the Lord? By the instrumentality of his servants? Fear not. Thus, it is the way of the Lord to bring his people in the trial. But the Lord, when he is bringing his people in the trial, then the Lord is also upholding his church in that trial. And he is going to ask that woman to do something that from her side that is an impossibility. But first he says, woman, do not be afraid. Woman, fear not. And what is now that trial, the furtherance of that trial? He says, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. Go, he says, and do as thou hast said. Labor, you must labor. You must labor also in this coming season. Go and do as thou hast said. Go and do your labors. And you do not have to sit back and wait for the Lord to give all the blessings of the season without the labors, the diligent labors of your hands. But how must you labor? Then that man says that she must labor in true faith. Elijah teaches this to this widow. First, he says, you must be reduced to nothing. First, you must give over your last cake. That last cake may be for me. For the servant of the Lord. That is that you must give it as it were unto the Lord. And after you have given that last cake unto the Lord, then you may labor. Only believing. Believing what? For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, Neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Thus, that woman, she receives a promise from the Lord. That is concerning her daily bread. Is that promise for the whole world? No. That is not promised to the whole world. The whole world is also receiving daily bread from the Lord. But the Lord is giving them that daily bread for the sake of His church, for the continuance of His church in this world. But now for this woman it shall be different. Can she say that the Lord is my God? No, she cannot say that. But this woman is being watched over by the Lord as His own child. And by nature, then it is impossible for you and me to give over that last amount. She has been, no doubt, with her son, been very careful. For many days, that we eat my boy only a little bit. And that we care for that little bit of meal that is still in that barrel. That we are holding on and holding on and holding on to our life. That we do not let it go. And we do not give over that last cake. That is to end my life prematurely. That is to throw myself overboard before that the Lord throws me overboard. We give it not over except by faith. And so this woman, she is given to believe that word that the Lord has spoken. What do we read? We read the wonder. We read, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. We can imagine the difficulties and her knowledge congregation of that living God, that living God. That knowledge is how much? That knowledge is so small. So small. But it does not go over knowledge. No, what does the Lord give to her? The Lord gives to her faith. Faith. Thus, it is not intellect. And that brings man to that place where he may give everything over into the hands of the Lord. Not intellect. We all know the way. But it is faith. And that woman is given that simple, childlike faith to trust in that Lord God of Israel. Phoenician woman. She is not put to shame. Let us sing first from Psalter 386. 1, 2, 3, 5, and 7. 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7. O Lord, make haste to hear my cry. To thee I call, on thee rely. Incline to me a gracious ear, and when I call, in mercy hear. 1, 2, 3, 5 and 7 of Psalter 386. It is already late, boys and girls. I think maybe we should ask the consistory if we may have 2 hours instead of an hour and a half. What do you think? Yeah, you sit so very well. Then in this morning and also in this evening, and we should not make it so long, but we hope that you may sit just a little longer yet tonight, so we may try to finish. And next time we will try even harder to be on time. But I hope that the Lord may give you a heart also that desires to hear that word of God. Then you are ready to sit for a long time. But now in our third thought, a wonderful provision. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, in which he spake by Elijah. Many days. Actually, it means day by day they ate. Thus, there is a constant miracle. And they are continually, every day, you imagine that, boys and girls, every day all the meal is gone, and every day all the oil that is gone, so that tomorrow there is nothing. And the next day, then there is still meal and there is still oil. Is that not a wonder that is written in the Bible? Is that not a wonder for those who are brought into trial, into tribulation in this world, to know that there is such a living God above this world? Have we also fear for the future? How will it be in the season that lies before us? We know that it is also so difficult for some of you especially. And we are people that want to have always a pockets full. And we do not want to go, as we read here, day by day. What a blessed life. What a blessed life to live with empty pockets. That is a life wherein the Lord himself receives glory. That is a life wherein the faith of God's children is exercised day by day to live out of the hand of the Lord. What does that mean? That means that they have prayer day every day. Every day. That is, congregation, the life of the poor. Do we know that life? No, we are not desirous to have such a life in this world. But indeed, those who are brought in such a way experience something in their life. They experience that the Lord himself is alive. Does that woman put us to shame? Because where we would think that there would be and ought to be true faith, that is in Israel, it is not. And where we think that it is not, that is in Zarephath, in Zidon, there we find it. Thus, how is it with us? What a contrast between this woman and Jezebel. Jezebel with the duty, and Jezebel with more means than the average to sustain the servant of the Lord. And now this Phoenician woman, widow, with nothing left in her poverty, she is privileged to have the communion of this man in her poverty. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail. Oh, how little realization do we have that the Lord has to work the same miracle today in a natural way. The multiplying congregation of our seed in our fields, that is a miracle, that is just as much a miracle as is the multiplying of that widow's oil. Though for us it is common, though for us it is happening day by day, it is no less a miracle from the Lord. And Solomon says, there is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and that which withholdeth more than is due, and yet that tendeth unto poverty. Thus, this meal and this oil that is scattered by this woman, she did not hoard it for her and for his son. But that woman has lost nothing. No, she has gained. In scattering that meal unto the needy, that cup of cold water that has given such a great reward in the life of that woman. But congregation, what do we ask for now in prayer day? We do not know what lies ahead. Our prosperity that can end, that can come to nothing very, very soon. The Lord Jesus taught his disciples to pray, give us day by day our daily bread. This widow, her son, Elijah, that was not a great abundance. But what was it that was enough? That was enough in a time of drought. But they may eat actually with a double blessing, because they have not only enough, but they have also the favor of the Lord. Oh, what must it have been like in this home? Do you know what Moses said? He said, Lord, if thy presence go not up with us, carry us not up hence. There was nothing so important to that servant of the Lord than that they would receive the presence of the Lord to go with them. Is that now what we desire and need in that season that lies before us? And do we then need only natural food? If that is so, that means we are dead. Because if the Lord has made us alive, then we need also a spiritual food. But now the condition of the true church of God that can be so poor and that can be so languishing. How long has it been, people of the Lord, since you may say that you have eaten? But what now must take place? You need to lose over and over again what you have been given, and that you may receive new from the Lord every time again that barrel and that vessel that has to go empty, that you may live as the poor. Because the poor is living with a prayer day every day. They may seek it from the Lord, and they may receive it from Him to His own glory. But congregation, if we know nothing of that spiritual life, nothing of that hunger and the thirst of our soul, and only a hunger and thirst of this life, do you know what we also do not know about? We also do not know anything of spiritual dearth. No, then we are just carnal, sold under sin, do not understand spiritual things, nor do we desire spiritual things. And we receive all the blessings of this life. But it is only out of common grace. And when we have no change of heart, then every single blessing, even the smallest ones that we may complain about in the season that lies before us, every single one of them is going to testify against us. Or ask the Lord to give them spiritual life, that we may hunger, that we may thirst after spiritual food. Then we will begin to understand what famine is. And it is when we will be brought to the end of all our own means and that we have to die. Even as this widow had to die and was in full expectation of death, then we may receive the wonder from the Lord. And then we will say, hear, all ye that fear God, and I will tell you what He has done unto my soul. Oh, that may be our experience in this season that lies before us. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, forgive our many sins, and wilt thou bless thy word. Oh, give us to know that spiritual poverty. Give us to know that prayer day by day. Instruct and feed thy people. Lord, we acknowledge thee for all thy help given unto us. Wilt thou forgive what was sinful in speaking and in listening? Bless it also to the children. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 232. Stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Lord, to us thy mercy show, and thy salvation now bestow. We wait to hear what God will say. peace. To his people he will speak, and to his saints. But let them seek no more in folly's path to stray. Let us sing just 1 and 3. 1 and 3 of Psalter 232. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.